Okay.
My guitar instructor's granddaughter called me late Wednesday morning, saying that her granddad had a stroke and they took him to the emergency room. Uh-huh. In Springfield, if anybody comes in with, say, a stroke, well, they just automatically care, fly him to Ohio State Hospital. Mm. So I said, well, you know what I mean, let us know how he's doing and we'll be praying for him. Mm. So I called up Brenda and the lady she takes care of, we prayed for him, you know. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, like, I'm hoping that we'll hear from her. Mm-hmm. And Thursday came, and I was kind of anxious, so I tried to call his house, but nobody answered. I called about 3 times. Mm-hmm. So then I said, well, I'll just wait. So Friday afternoon, his granddaughter called and said that they were going over to pick him up, and he's all right. I said, well, hey, praise the Lord, you know. And then that night, Friday night, he called me. Mm-hmm. And he was all, you know, like, I don't think, he was on the phone. He didn't think I had, you know, picked up my phone. He says, I don't think he's there. So I said, hey, what's going on, Johnny? And he said, oh, man, you know, I'm doing good. I said, well, you know, you had us scared there for a while. He said, yeah, my daughters got kind of anxious, so they had taken him to the emergency room. Mm-hmm. So I told him that Brenda and I and her covenant sisters had prayed for him, and he was glad to hear that. And Johnny's coming around. He, you know, he's more getting into the Lord than what he had when I started going to him about 6 years ago.
Yeah.
So I told him that, you know, I praise God and that, you know, what I said last week, God is the only one that can straighten things out.
That's right.
And so I said, give him the praise, and he does. So
amen.
I'm just thankful that I still have a guitar instructor. Okay.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. You know, I will say this before Rich comes to lead us in prayer. You know, we'd put out the word last week about Audrey had fell at the nursing home, and they thought she had a broken arm. And they had taken an x-ray, and she didn't want them to take her in an ambulance to the hospital, so Susan went and took her. And when they checked her out, we asked for prayer for everybody. Well, when they checked her arm out, it wasn't broke, you know, but the nursing home had said they x-rayed her and it was broke. Well, she had an arm that had been broke before that had never been fixed, and I think they might have x-rayed the wrong arm, you know. But anyway, Susan got back with me, and she said that Audrey did have a slight brain bleed. I can't hardly say that. And that, you know, she had fallen a couple of times during the week. So keep her in your prayers. And she's back at the nursing home, so she's doing okay, you know. But, you know, I think Audrey said that was a heck of a way to have to get a visit with her. Because you can't visit people in the nursing homes. That's awful. That's just a horrible thing that you can't go see people. But keep Audrey in your prayers, you know, because she's not real stable on her feet, and she does fall and stuff sometimes. And you know, but anyway, she's doing better than they thought, because they thought she broke her arm again, you know, her other arm, you know. But obviously it wasn't broke. That's what Susan said. So praise the Lord. So, Rich, you can come lead some prayer now. I just wanted to get that out there, because I had texted a bunch of people and told them to be in prayer for Audrey.
Yeah, definitely. A couple things here. First of all, we're having fun in Sunday school, and some of you aren't in there. The Holy Spirit's teaching, and everybody's contributing, and we're having some fun. We're enjoying it. You know, we're laughing. It's fun. Everybody's contributing. The Voice of Many Waters is in operation in that Sunday school class, and we would love to have y'all in there, okay? So try to, if you can't make it every week, that's okay, but try to come once in a while and enjoy the fun, all right? Second is, Julie, you had a testimony. You want to come up and give your testimony? We had a trying week this week, and so before she gives her testimony, God is love, right?
Yes.
So are we. Kenny, we want to come and spread a bunch of love on you tonight, mm-hmm. today. Is that all right with you?
Yeah.
And anybody that needs love, if you've had a tough week or if you, whatever, if you just want people to come and love on you, we're going to come and love on you. The whole church is going to come and love on you. So after we pray for Kenny, if you want some love, we're going to give it to you. So just raise your hand or let us know, and we'll come and love on you. Even you, Etta, we're going to love on you. Even you, okay? All right.
We joke about Etta, but we love you.
We love Etta.
We know you like it when we joke about
her. Oh, yeah. She's a jokester.
She's home 24/7.
Okay, so... yeah, this week was kind of crazy, and I've always struggled with the fact that God's in control. I've never really kind of felt that, so I've always had a tendency to try to control everything on my own. Because I've got the faith, but I never really have, like, had the faith, I think, and kind of gave in. So a week ago Friday, I had a mammogram, and my phone's been ringing off the hook because I'm actively applying for jobs and setting up a lot of interviews. So I got a phone call a week ago Friday at 4:00, not answering any of them because I listened to the message and get back to people. It's a blocked number. So when I listened to it, it was my OBGYN's office saying that they had spotted a mass on my right breast and they wanted to get me in right away for a diagnostic mammogram. They said, really don't worry, you know, this happens a lot. I'm like, okay. So Wednesday morning, we went to Mercy, the breast center in Eastgate. Rich took me. And first of all, he can't come in with me, so he's out in the big lobby, and I'm in there by myself. Okay, so I go in. I have my diagnostic mammogram. They took a few pictures, and the tech went back to the radiologist, and he said, we need to get more shots. It's strictly on the right side. So they did. And I had a feeling something just didn't seem right. So the tech came back in and said, the radiologist, who's the doctor, Robinson, wants to do, you have to have an ultrasound. And I know that that's usually never a good thing. So they do all these tests subsequently while you're there to get down when you leave, you know what's going on. So I said, fine. And she said, it's going to be a little bit if you can just wait. The room is taken. I said, fine. So I called Rich and was really upset, told him what was going on. And he goes, you know, I'm praying. I've got a lot of people praying. Everything's going to be fine. I said, okay. So I sit down, and my usual self, I'm like, okay, so I'm not going to be able to see my oldest son that just got engaged. I'm not going to be able to see him get married. I'm not going to be able to see them have a baby. I'm not going to be able to see Tyler get married, have kids. So all of this negative stuff. Well, then I stood up, and I looked outside the window, and I saw this flock of, like, these beautiful birds just fly by the window. It was really odd. And I thought, you know what? God's in control. Yes. I had a peace, and I said, God's in control. I am not going to sit here and do this for the rest of the day. I'm not. So I went in, had my ultrasound. It's very harrowing, scary experience laying on a table. The radiologist came in. And this went on for about 45 minutes, and he said, okay, Julie, I want to talk to you. So what we have found is you've got two cysts on the right breast. Right now they're benign. I do not want to move forward with any other testing at this time. Everything looks good. As long as they stay status quo, there is no cancer there. There are cysts. So they set me up on every six-month diagnostic routine with the mammogram and ultrasound. So, right. So I just said, God's in control. And for the, like, probably the really the first time, I thought, wow, you know, God's really in control. That being said, when I was waiting for a doctor to come in and do the ultrasound, the tech did part of it, then he came back in. She said, Julie, I'm going to, you know, tell you, you know, I've been through this, a lot of people have been through this, and, you know, just be positive and don't get too upset, because I was very upset. Well, when we got done, she stayed with me a little bit and we talked, and you know, this is why I want to ask prayer for others that go through this too. She told me that one of four women that come in there for that ultrasound test are positive for breast cancer. One in four. So, you know, I know God's in control, but when I heard that, it's just crazy that's the numbers. So, you know, I'm like, really, God's in control. And looking back on my life, God has been in control. I really have not, like, really given him the praise and all the glory for it, but he has been. And so another thing that came up, so everybody here probably knows in March, Tyler's going to Turkey, okay? So Friday, I get this text that Turkey is restricting all U.S. visas. They are having terrorist attacks, imminent terrorist attacks, the military is certain of, and a lot of Americans have been kidnapped in Turkey. It's not good right now. And you know what? My ordinary response is to just call Rich, freak out, start crying, get Tyler on the phone. And I was like, you know, God's in control. Tyler is going to be fine. So that Wednesday experience has really, I've turned the corner with the fact that God's in control of my faith. Because especially after Wednesday and then Friday, I realized that, you know, yeah, he is in control, and I need to say you're in control and give him, like Rich says, you know, give God all the glory and stop trying to do it yourself, which has always been my problem my whole entire life. So that's my testimony, and that's how I hope I can spend, you know, the rest of my life, is God's in control.
And then one of my all glory to him, one of my pastor friends I hadn't seen in 13 years, I asked him and his wife to pray, and this is her prayer. It's really interesting because we had never heard the word sis or anything. She prayed. Why, I don't know, but now I do. We all do. Mm-hmm. But she had prayed to the Lord, let it be sis. And that's exactly what it was, mm-hmm. calling those things.
Right.
So anyway, praise the Lord. Pray for me. I've had 11 years with her. I need strength. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, the best years. Yeah, right. Okay. All right.
Huh?
Yeah, I always get the last two words. Yes, dear. Okay. Any other prayer requests or testimonies, good news, whatever?
I have good news.
Good. We like good news. Really? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's awesome. Anybody else?
Hey, Rich.
Yes.
You know, it's good when we know somebody doesn't go by feelings but goes by faith.
Yes.
So Josh got some good news, right?
Hallelujah.
About his blood. And since we share everything else, we share the not so good news. I think you should know that they can't tell on his blood. And he wanted to get his blood tested to prove to them that God had healed him. You know, I'm glad it's coming from my son other than his dad. Because a lot of times we go on our emotions, and emotions are stupid because that's what binds us up, and the Holy Spirit wants to set us free. So whom the Spirit has set free is free indeed. And I thank him for the freedom that Josh has to confess his goodness.
Amen. 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 If you're living in grace, it's freedom. If you're living in the law, it's free doom. So let's live in grace. Let's live in grace. That's where the Lord, he provided it. Let's live in it, you know, and then let's share that with everyone else. Okay, anybody else want some love? We're going to go back there, and we're going to, everybody get back there with Kenny. We're just going to just love him. Anybody else? Okay, so let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, the name that is above all names, that's where all the power is, right there with you, Lord. So, Father, we just, we thank you, Lord, that we can call upon that name. We thank you that that name is above all sickness, above all depressions, above all relationships, above everything. All power lies with you, Lord. So, Father, we just, all these prayer requests that were unspoken, because I know there were, Lord, we just pray that you touch each and every one of them, Lord. And, Father, just bring about a resolution, and your will be done in each and every prayer, Lord, that's requested here today. And, Father, we just give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Okay, let's go back.